There he goes, Zach Hardacre with the kick, and the game is underway. Huge cheer from the Cass fans. It's in the air, it's taken by Caton Brown, 10 metres away from his own line, and he'll scoot in. Orange Boots moves forward, ball leaves his foot, touch judges, more importantly Wakefield fans, they're happy with that. They get the kick and they're in front by 2-0, and a good start by them, Leon.
Absolutely, a great first set. The ball was put high up in the corner, Milliken couldn't take it, and then Webster makes the error. So like I said, nervy times for Cass, but I'm sure they'll settle down within the next couple of sets.
8 metres away from the line, McShane's at dummy half, comes to his right to Millington, links with Roberts, further away. Hardacre takes the ball, gets rid of the first defender. There's the first try of the evening. It's gone the way of Castleford Tigers. That man Zach Hardacre with it. It's Castleford hit the front, they lead by 4-2.
Yep, I was speaking to Lee Gilmore today. I've been with him, he's their defensive coach, and he was talking to me about you can jam Hardacre because you know he's not got too much of a pass, but what you don't account for there is his footwork.
Should have been a penalty. Finn from dummy half tried to pinch one, but working hard from the dummy half, we've got
pass,
numbers on that far side. It's a try. Jones Bishop making up for the error that gave away the penalty for Castleford's try. Wakefield hit back pretty quickly, good hands to the right, 2-on-1 in the hands of Jones Bishop. He will score in the corner, and Wakefield are back in front. Wakefield are back level, should I say. It's Cass 6, Wakefield 6.
For me, the standout player of this game so far is a player that I know very, very well, Dean Adley, playing out of position at 9. He is the most dangerous player in the field at the moment. He's taking control around the ruck, he's taking carriage from the ruck, he's organising plays, hitting the right pass, and he's looking really, really dangerous for somebody who's usually a back row stroke lock.
He's to the right of the post, comes back to McMeekin on the angle. McMeekin reaches out. McMeekin's got the ball over the line. We'll go to the big screen. We're a long way away. Cass fans in that shed think he's got the ball down.
Right.
The big call here is watch the referee's decision. He's gone no try, Leon Price.
Try for me, Doc. Try for me.
Does the jungle erupt? You better believe it does. There goes the try. Cass back in front.
He just gets the try.
And Luke Gale adds the conversion, so 12-6 in the blink of an eye. And Cass have got the ball, and over halfway after two tackles, Julian Moores will be tackled. He's looking at the referee saying what's going on, but Cass don't hang about. Roberts links with Hardacre. Hardacre to the right-hand side, tries to get on the outside of Caton Brown. The off-road back inside to Webster. Brilliant play by Castleford. The strength from Hardacre, the class from Hardacre. He gets on the outside of Caton Brown. He's got the presence of mind to throw the ball back on the inside, and Webster's too big, too strong. He crashes over, and Cass increase their lead. Looks to add the extras. He's 15 metres in from touch. He's 2-from-2 so far. I think make that 3-from-3. 18-6, Cass lead. Him down. He's only 2 metres away from the line. Caton Brown's at dummy half. He looks up. Oh, he's got the ball down. Caton Brown. He's over the line.
Yes.
Took everybody by surprise.
Yes.
Everybody lined up to his right.
Get in.
He's over the line, and we've got game back on here.
Game
we
on.
We said if Cass scored at one end, it was game over. They haven't. And Wakey have gone up the other end. With the aid of a penalty, they've got over the line. Caton Brown. Finn steps and comes back to the shot.
Ball.
Kerman through
and he scores.
Kerman through and he scores.
Try time. Give it a try.
Liam,
there you go.
Price sums it up perfectly. Great play by Liam Finn. Everybody expecting the ship out to the left-hand side. He stepped off his left foot. Huge hole for Danny Kerman. You could have got a push through that one. Kerman straight through. Only one result happening there. I said the first try of the second half was massive. It's gone the way of Wakefield. Kick it towards the Cass fans. Has he got it?
Again,
has he?
No.
Has he got it?
Yes,
he's got it. 2-point ball game. Cass 18, Wakefield 16. He links with Gale. Gale spins one across.
Oh!
Into the arms of Luke Gale. Luke Gale scores in the corner. Ben Jones-Bishop went for the interception. Luke Gale's pass was right on the money. And Greg Eden, first game back for a while, does what he's done all this season. Scorches down the touchline and scores. Brings the ball in for good measure, 10 metres. Castleford 22, Wakefield 16.
Well, that was a gamble from Bishop. He goes for the ball. If he catches it, he scores the other end. If he misses, Cass score. You've got to give Luke Gale a credit.
Score again, they'll be hard to peg back to the right hand side. They've got the numbers, it's played out.
Try
on. Webster's over. Webster scores. Maybe now the engraver can etch Cass's name on that trophy. They go 10 points in front on the back of another Wakefield error. It's Castleford 26, Wakefield 16.
There's people in the stands hugging and clapping, the pie starting. You can see the Cast fans, the tension's been cut a little bit.
As Luke Gill round the corner from the other touchline this time. Again, it's out of our sight. This time he's nailed it. Great kick from Gill. It's back. Two scores now, 28 points to 16, Cast lead. We go back to the short side, too big, too strong. Jake Webster in for his second try, and the party now gets into full swing here at the Menderhurst Jungle, live on Radio Yorkshire. It's Castleford 32, Wakefield 16.
Big man versus little man, great play from Roberts. He starts close to the rug. The shield's out here, pitch side.
Yeah, here he comes out. Gill for the kick, he's
got Cass's name on it. The shield's got Cass's name on it.
34-16, Luke Gill with the kick. It didn't pay off this time, and now the defending Luke Gill with the one pointer. Luke Gill has nailed it. High five to all around. Luke Gill adds the one pointer. And Castleford now, again, significant, probably not really that important in the scheme of things, but he adds the one point. It's Cass 35, Wakefield 16. Links with Roberts. Roberts flat pass to McMeekin. McMeekin to Webster. Webster on a hat-trick. Webster's got a hat-trick. And again, it's the right edge of Castleford. Roberts, McMeekin and Webster. Webster making hay while the sun is shining. He scores his third try of the second half. It's Castleford now 39, Wakefield 16.
Yeah, and I must admit, I think this year is probably Jake Webster's best season. He's the best I've ever seen him play. He's been outstanding form. He's a big boy, big wide frame, big trunk, big legs, and he's just playing fantastic. Every time I see him play, he plays very, very, very well.
And a true hat-trick, Leon, as well. Three tries back to back.
Deserves it, mate. He's played fantastic this season. He's got four.
Oh, yeah, he's won in the first half. Thanks to Tom in the studio. Oh. Do you know why that is, Leon? Because you nicked my pen and I've wrote half
sorry,
in red and
sorry.
Half in black.
Here you go,
no, it's never my fault, mate. Never my fault. Score his second try for Wakefield. He's over the line. Crowd just dampens a little bit. Caton Brown with the try. And it's Castleford 39, Wakefield 20.
Bit of a soft try, bit of a dive over. We're in Max Jowett.
Max Jowett, they're giving it said, so a bit away from us. I'll have another look on the TV. They'll come to that side. Hubie with the pass. Misses out, goes to Tupu. Tupu slips, offloads back inside. And yes, it is. It is Max Jowett, isn't it?
Yep.
Max Jowett with the try. Whatever they do, as Roberts, the game star player for me, straightens up straight through a hole. He's got support on his inside. Brilliant from Benny Roberts. Zach Hardacre on the inside, like any good fullback should be. And Hardacre got the ball rolling for Cass on 10 minutes. Is he going to be the final try scorer on 75? Brilliant from Cass. Brilliant from Roberts. It's Castleford 43, Wakefield 20.
Party starting.
Yeah, then. Buzz fans at that far end. Don't worry, Leon. 4 minutes, you can do it. You can get you through this game, my friend. Sometimes difficult, though, Leon, isn't it? I'm sure you felt that at Wembley last year. We'll talk about that maybe as well. When you're part of it, but you're not part of it. Here comes the last player of the game. Arona with the kick over. Greg Eden will knock the ball on. He's just booting it into the air. And Cass, for their first time in their history, finish top of the league. They will win the League Leaders' Shield. The Menderhurst Jungle rises as one, and the best team across the season win the competition with fully four games still left to go. Big effort from Cass. Not at the best tonight, Leon, but good enough to win the trophy.
Yeah, listen, let's give these boys as much plaudits as we can. They've been fantastic all season.
The champagne corks are popped. Here he goes, Michael Shenton. He will raise that shield. The fireworks go off. The fireworks, the crackers, the noise. The Menderhurst Jungle is in party mode as Michael Shenton raises the League Leaders' Shield. And whether we agree with it or not, Cass finished top of the league. And rightly so, they're going to have the party that they deserve tonight, Leon.
Absolutely. Enjoy it, boys. You deserve it.